I do not know what to talk about, but I know I have to talk about something. And most people are probably thinking at this point, why would you start a podcast? Like, not in general, but like right this second, why would you create a podcast if you don't know what you're going to speak about? And the answer to that is, I just have this pit in my stomach and it hurts so bad, and I don't know what else to do. I don't know how else to help myself besides this. And so here I am, and I am trying to help myself per usual, and it just feels so stagnant. And I feel completely and totally alone most of the time, I would say, which is so interesting because I transmute something so different, right? I transmute strength and positivity and happiness. And it's not to say that I don't have those things. I sure do. However, it doesn't change the fact that I feel utterly and completely alone 99% of the time. And nights like tonight, it's suffocating. I feel like I'm suffocating and I don't know how to get air. I don't know how to make my stomach feel better. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help myself, which I have all these coping skills and I have all these things that I've been doing for a year and a half, and I'm just tired. I'm tired of doing them. I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of pushing. I'm tired of fighting everyone. I'm tired of fighting the tide. You know, I was sitting here and I was thinking, really weird thought. I mean, it's 3:30 in the morning and I'm not sleeping, so that makes sense. But my thought was, if I could give anyone advice about a spiritual awakening, I would say, honestly, don't do it. Don't do it unless you are ready to be alone, unless you are okay with pain and suffering and aloneness. Because the fact of the matter is that being true to who you are and really finding yourself and whatever you believe in, I believe in God. So me finding God and me finding myself, it's brought me as close as I've ever been to who I am as a person, but it has brought me the furthest away from people that I've ever been. And I think that is really wild. It's really wild because I can feel love. I can feel love for other people. I can give love to other people. I can give love to myself. I can feel love for myself. But the thing is that it actually separates me. And the reason why it separates me is because I can love everyone unconditionally and through everything and despite everything and because of, not just despite everything, but because of someone's deepest, darkest secrets, because of the things that they think no one else will ever understand, because of those things, it makes me love them even more. It could be a stranger. It could be someone I've known my whole life. I look at the darkest parts of people and I find them the most beautiful, because then when I see someone standing in front of me, I know that they've had to really overcome really hard things, and I know that they have character, And I know that they're strong because they're standing in front of me. And for them to be standing in front of me, I know that miracles had to have happened because I know what I've been through. And I know the miracles that have brought me to this exact moment in time right now. And so here we are. I'm saying beautiful things, and you know, it sounds so great, right? This moment in time, and yeah, it's real great. It's real great living in a fantasy that no one else understands. It's real great having, you know, morals and having boundaries that this world doesn't get. They just don't get it, and people don't ask questions. They just continue on in their lives. And because I'm so connected, it makes it feel like I'm not really real, I guess, that it's not real, that I must be fake, that I must be disingenuous, that I must be lying. Ugh. There's so many things that just don't make sense in a spiritual awakening. Mostly all of it, actually. Mostly all of it. You find yourself, you see the systems, you learn how to love people, and then the systems are exhausting to fix. And you can love people as much as you'd like. If they can't love themselves, then you have to walk away. And you have to walk away from so many things, people, places, and things, excuse me, because when you learn to love yourself, you have to say no to those things. And as much as you want them, you can't have them because you've made a promise to yourself and you love yourself more than anything, right? And so anything that doesn't keep you on that path, you have to let go of. It sucks. It really, really does. I would like nothing more than to just stop thinking and just be animalistic and go on feeling and just let my body and my feelings win. I would love that. I really would. I crave it. I crave connection. I crave physical touch. I crave all of it, but where I'm able to connect with everyone and where everyone's able to touch me, not that they can touch me, I'm not saying that they can, but it wouldn't be hard for them to, right? And I'm not saying anything conceited, I'm just saying it's not hard for people to touch other people. But when you are me, or I'm sure other people, I'm not the only one that deals with this, obviously, but in my experience, I can love everyone else, but no one seems to be able to love me. It's like I'm unlovable. And I'm unlovable because I am a mirror. And to be with me means that you would have to be uncomfortable. And you would have to face parts of yourself that aren't always great because that's what I ask of people. I ask them to meet me at my boundaries, and my boundaries are really, really strong. So when you want that instant gratification and when you want to just feel connected and you want to feel immersed in someone, right? I don't know if that's the word. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. But when you want these things, when someone's telling you to pause and to wait and to understand before you move forward, most people can't do that. Most people won't do that. And so I am sitting with the fact that I might just end up alone. I might have to marry my vision and my commitment to God. And it is sad, but it's a hard truth to swallow, that I'm going to have to continuously choose myself over and over, so much so that it might make it so I'm by myself. Ugh, yeah. So, yeah, my advice is, if you want to find God, if you want to find yourself, do it. Find yourself, find God, but stop at a certain point. Really, I know that sounds weird. I know it sounds wild, but stop. Find God, and then when you feel happy and you feel content, stop. Don't keep going, because the more you understand something and the more you see the truth, you won't be able to shut it off. You won't be able to stop. You won't be able to let go, and you won't be able to just crawl back into ignorance and blissfulness. And I'm going to tell you something. Ignorance, it sounds like an insult. It does. It sounds insulting when you say ignorance is bliss. It sounds rude, but I could really, 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 really use some ignorance sometimes. And it is blissful. Ignorance is blissful. And I get it. I really do. If I could have a shut-off switch, I would. And my shut-off switch was alcohol. And my shut-off switch was meaningless relationships. And my shut-off switch was pretty much anything that could hurt me. And I don't have those things anymore, and I can't shut it off. And I want to. I want to so bad. So much so that I've contemplated suicide. Really, I have. Even in the past 30 days, I've contemplated it, because it's so much. It's so hard feeling every single little thing, feeling everything for everyone, because sometimes people don't want to and they can't. So I feel it. When I'm having a conversation, I'll hold it. I'll feel it so that you can feel it, so that everyone can feel it. And no one can do that for me, or no one has been able to so far. Not saying that no one can. I'm saying that it hasn't been done. Not in the past year and a half. And so I hold everything for everyone and myself. And it's a lot. It is. It's a lot. And I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I've said it out loud in the past couple weeks to people, and I'll say it right here. I need help. I need help. I'm asking for help. I'm telling people I need help. I'm telling people I don't got this. I'm telling people that I'm exhausted. I'm telling them that I don't know how to keep fighting. I'm telling them these things, and they're hearing me. They are. My dad and I have gotten closer because of it, and I'm able to relieve some of this pressure. And so I'm here, and I'm not suicidal, and I'm going to keep trying, and I'm going to keep doing the things and saying the things. But it's not to say that it's not heavy, and it's not to say that I don't feel alone, and it's not to say that I don't want to give up. Because I do want to give up. I do. But I can't. And that's another thing that's annoying. I can't even give up. I can't even do it. So thank you for listening. And one step at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time, one tear at a time. I'm just going to keep going and keep walking and keep fighting and until I can't. And who's to know when that day is going to come, right? Thank you. Thank you for listening. It did help.